Hello everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to cover a few things, and today we're going to talk about having the fruits of a mindful practice. So I always talk to you guys about meditation every single day. I like to meditate twice a day, but if you can't get that into your tight schedule, it's understandable. But meditation in a consistent manner will vastly improve your life as you know it. A lot of people come to me and say, well, how can meditation change my life? It's just a few minutes of silent retreat. Exactly. That is exactly why it will change your life. You don't realize how much your brain is going and doing and thinking. And for a few moments, having that time with yourself, that time to think about nothing. And it's really not thinking about nothing. It's kind of a common misconception. But with guided meditation, it's allowing the speaker to guide you to a place that can help you find something you're looking for, whether it be relaxation or pain relief or self-love. Today I'm going to talk about an exercise that's going to remind you of the fruits of mindfulness practice. And this is a script that comes from mindfulness exercises. All of you are worth the hard work and disciplined effort that it's going to take to become mindful. So with the powerful mindfulness practice, you're going to have to develop a discipline. And that means you're going to feel bored, tired, and even annoyed at times as you listen to the same guided meditations and mindfulness exercises over and over again, day by day and month by month. You don't have to like the mindfulness practices, but hopefully you do. You just have to do them. Remember, mindfulness isn't about liking it, especially in the present moment. It's not about feeling good or pleasant or comfortable. It's a means of paying attention to your experience in life without judgment. And this means you may experience doubt that mindfulness even works, and this is normal, and it's understandable. The mind typically reacts to uncomfortable practices that take discipline with a sense of agitation, annoyance, or even aversion. How many of you, raise your hands, seriously love waking up every morning and going to the gym? There's probably a handful of you, because you understand that through all of that agitation, annoyance, you also get some sort of meditation, if you will, by working out. Sometimes the practices that people have the most resistance to turn out to be the most effective and powerful for them. Fight through that boredom, that impatience, or that frustration, because it doesn't need to be a problem. They're just passing mind states. These come and go, like any and all other mind states, such as anxiety, or sadness, or joy, or gratitude. So every time that you listen to these exercises, whether you're at the doctor's office, or at home, out on a walk, or you may find that you're hearing new things. Things that you've never heard before, even though you've obviously listened to these podcasts over and over and over again. If something you hear during the teachings or the podcasts catches your ear, try to listen to it again and make sure that you absorb it into your heart, into your bones, reinforcing the teachings or the concepts so that you integrate them into your daily life. improving the chances of enjoying the practice more, because you feel the benefits outweigh the hard work and the effort to be present. Even in the times of pain, since you yourself are never quite the same from one day to the next day, what you hear and understand may not be either. All of these practices are different doors into the same room of awareness itself. Thanks everyone for listening to the podcast today, and I will be bringing you some more wonderful meditations. Check back each week. I'm going to be posting these on Wednesdays, so please check back on Wednesday for the next podcast. This has been Medium Laura Evans, and you can find me on Facebook at Medium Laura Evans, or on Twitter at Medium Laura E, and on Instagram at Lazy Day Artist. Thanks so much, and everyone, be well.